This is Arthur Schwartz, curator of the Vivat Rex exhibition. I'm standing in front of the case marked Prince Henry, King Henry, looking at the facsimile of the title page of Edward Hall's Union of the Two Illustrious Families of Lancaster and York, commonly known as Hall's Chronicle. Here we are introduced to the act which was the beginning of the end of the 15th century Wars of the Roses. Heirs to the Lancaster and York families had fought for over 30 years for the right to rule England when a Lancastrian, Henry Tudor, fought and killed the Yorkist king, Richard III, at Bosworth in 1485. To reunite the two squabbling families, Henry, now King Henry VII, married Richard's niece, Elizabeth of York, in order that their children would be descendants of both branches of the family, and therefore holders of unassailable right to the crown. Who do we see in the complex image on this page? Those familiar with Shakespeare's histories will find many familiar names. Lancastrians on the left, John, Duke of Lancaster, several earls and dukes of Somerset, Henry VI, and Margaret, Countess of Richmond. That's Margaret Beaufort, mother of Henry Tudor, King Henry VII. On the right are Edmund, Duke of York, Edward IV, the princes in the Tower, Edward V and his brother, Richard, the Duke of York, Richard III, and his niece, Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth. The fruit of the union of the two families, Henry VIII, is at the top of the page in all his grandeur. Was this title page meant to curry favor with the Tudor monarchs? You bet it was.